All right, it's 7:01. Let us pray. Well, Lord, I ask for you to be with us tonight, Lord, as we seek out your word, to remember it, to stir it up, and just refresh our hearts with what your word says for our lives. We give thanks for this time that we can be together. And we thank you for the holidays and the remembrance of what you gave us in your son and what he did for us. And in your name, amen. Okay, so I asked everyone to bring something tonight as far as what you're still holding on to, things that we looked at over the year, and just something that has stuck with you for our remembrance, for to edify all the rest of us. It could be something you heard in Sunday school, something you taught in Sunday school, something you heard from any of the teachers throughout the year. So that was the task that I asked for, just for the edification of the body. And those scriptures that Kendra sent out, just read them to you again. Psalms 119, 10 to 11. With my whole heart, I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Hiding the word in your heart, holding on to it, treating it like treasure. Proverbs 3, 1 and 2. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you. So don't forget his word. And 2 Peter 1, 12 through 14. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things. Though you know and established in the present truth, even though you know this stuff already, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things. Yes, I think it is right. As long as I'm in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off this tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. So even at Peter, at the end of Peter's days, it's important to him to stir up the remembrance of God's word and what he's put in our hearts. So that's what I'm looking forward to tonight. As I went just through my notes, we did a study early in the year on the call to mature. We looked at all kinds of scripture on how we're purposed to mature into Christ, and we looked at all those scriptures. And then we started in February. It kept going all the way to May, when Jesus told me, spend some time with me. And that led us to the being yoked to Jesus study that we did, and that lasted for a while. And then we looked at oneness with Jesus, being one with him according to the word. And we started in August, and we started looking at see ourselves the way that God sees us, spirit, and looking at our true identity. And just for a second, we looked at don't cast away your faith, if you guys remember that one. And then I have walking in the spirit was in the beginning of December. So those were just things that I had in my notebook from my teachings. I didn't write down, Micah had some, Dave's got some, Tom's got some on tithing, James had some. Those were just a few samples. I just wanted to stir those things up of things we talked about. But if I were to go first, I would say to you guys that the one thing that I really am holding on to is Matthew 11, 28 through 30, which was, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That right there, if I can remember to remain yoked to Jesus in everything I do. Like, if I'm not yoked to Jesus when I'm trying to teach you guys here on a Monday night, one, it's just my own labor. It's not his labor, it's just my own. And it's probably not going to be spirit-filled, most likely. Probably, you know what I'm trying to say. It needs to have him involved. And anything I do, whether I go to work, whether I, am doing a ministry or whatever, if I don't have Jesus being yoked to him with it, it's just a lot of human labor. So that's the one thing I'm really trying to remember and remind myself, am I yoked to Jesus in this? So that's what I would share with you guys. We don't need to go through the months of study again, but that's kind of what I was hoping for, is just reminding one another of these things. So I will give anyone who wants to talk, I'll let them go first. And if not, I'll just start calling names out.
You know, Dan, I gotta say, I know I mentioned this before, but your teaching on offense was really, for me, it was such a helpful teaching. Because since that teaching, when I see offense in my heart, when I feel offense, it's just like, my spiritual ears perk up, and it's like, no, you gotta pay attention, because whatever's going on here, you're wrong. If you are offended, it's like a Geiger counter for me. It's really a helpful tool. It's a simple, real straightforward, if you want to be honest with yourself, tool. If you feel offense about somebody or something in the church, about something in the word that you hear, you're wrong. And you need to pay attention to that. So I just wanted to say that. Really been a very helpful tool to me, and I appreciate the Lord, revealing that for us. It really has been something that I've valued. So that's really all I wanted to mention tonight. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, it reminds me that it's a trap, Satan's trap. And it says offense will come, so it's always going to come your way. You just have to learn to identify it and step around it. And looking at my notes, I think I have notes like from October of last year in that, so I didn't include those in this. So I was like, oh man, that was a long time ago now. So.
I'll go.
Oh.
I think for me, it was when you did. Well, there's a lot of stuff this year, and I think this goes along. It can go with everything, but the when you did the when you the Lord spoke to you saying, "Spend time with me," and that really ministered to my heart, and I've carried since then because I use the time like in the car driving, and I that's the time I spend talking to the Lord. Not the only time, but I definitely use that time in the mornings and the afternoons to like just talk to God and actually spend time with him, and realizing that it's the relationship with the Lord that matters. And I feel like there's been a lot of teaching about relationship this year, and I feel like my growth with my relationship with the Lord this year has been greater than any other year in the past. And I always think about that, spend time with me, spend, because that's what he wants. He wants us to be in relationship with him, and he wants us to spend time with him all the time. Not just, at church or in our morning prayer time or whatever, but like all the time. We can all of our waking hours, we can spend in relationship, speaking to the Lord, talking to the Lord, giving him our praise, our problems, our everything. And so that's been just one of the many things I've held throughout the year. So.
Good stuff. Thank you.
I'll share. Oh, I'm getting an echo because Mark's in the other room. Dan, when you talked about the Matthew 11, and that to me was when I was thinking back on all of the different studies we've done, I'm like, gosh, there's been so many good ones. And that one just came to my mind. So I think that one stuck with me more than most of them, and I'm still meditating on it because one of the parts that was in that verse that it says, even just the very first part, come to me, all who are weary and heavily burdened or have heavy laden. And I feel really weary sometimes, and I'm not really sure why. I have a pretty easy life. I don't have some very hard 9 to 5 job, and I don't have a lot of children running around. I don't There's so many things I could say, like, why do I feel weary? But I think it's my soul feels weary and my mind feels weary from stuff in the world and just distractions and striving that I don't have to be doing. And when I really thought about these verses, and I really thought about this teaching, and I went back and looked at my notes, and I'm like, you know what? This is the thing. It's when you talked about like being yoked, when we're not yoked, we're living independent. And that independence from God is what is making me weary. It's making me feel I'm striving to do it on my own, in my own strength. And to me, walking in the spirit and being yoked to him, he says, like you had that analogy of the older ox and the younger ox, and the younger ox is like learning from the older, stronger one. And we have that gift of being yoked to him because he says, follow me, lay it on me, I'll take it. And to me, I feel like this has been the word that stuck with me the most this year because I don't want to be weary. I want to live victorious, and I want to live as an overcomer. And so that's sort of has been my focus this year, and that's going to be my focus going into the next year too. So I really appreciated that study. I have a lot of notes on it, and I wouldn't want to take a lot of time with it, but some of the things you talked about, nothing replaces an intimate relationship with Christ, not church or serving or doctrine or any of that, and considering him so that you don't grow weary. And you talked about running the race, considering him, coming to him, acknowledging him in all of his ways. And that's where our relationship is. That's where our relationship grows. So, anyway, I appreciate the verses. I appreciate the long study on it because I feel like it really hit home and it made it come back around and it's sticking with me. So, that's really good. Really good.
Okay, I also I like that study we did back then because I just that those words come to me just kind of kept in my mind like that's what Jesus is saying, you know, my yoke is easy. But then we looked at also walking in the spirit, and you were saying, you know, denying ourselves, picking up our cross, that all sounds hard, but Jesus says his yoke is easy. So we discussed how walking in the spirit is entering God's rest as when we're letting our hearts be in union with God's spirit. And it's a choice. So, what was good was there was an example of Peter allowing the spirit to show him that Jesus was the Christ. And then later in his flesh, he denies Christ out of fear because he's working through the carnal. But, after Pentecost, when he's received the Holy Spirit, it's empowered him to preach to thousands and lead them to salvation. And it's just a choice that we need to choose to let our hearts live with the Holy Spirit. So the fruit of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, crucifying the flesh, and producing fruit. We can get offended, but we can choose to love over the offense. So we don't have to act out in our flesh like Peter did. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your hearts, be diligent. So God's word discerns our hearts. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. Stay in the word and allow him to show us the condition of our hearts. That's what I've been kind of working on. I also enjoyed the study on Nebuchadnezzar and pride and how pride
kills relationships versus our humility. If we're blessed by God, if we don't come to a place of gratitude, but we're in pride, it kind of leads to humiliation. We saw that that through Nebuchadnezzar's life. Our identity is about what Jesus did for us and nothing else. The closer we get to God is when we learn how to fear Him or have reverence for God. And that's something that that's another thing that I feel like has been something that stuck with me, that we may, if we're not careful, we can lose that vision of Him, the fearing God and the vision of Him being a holy God that we need to be reverent to. And instead of doing, leaning not on our own understanding or whatever you want to say it, just thinking we know everything. But anyway, those were just some good things. I looked through my notes today too, and those were the things that I was been looking at. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby, also.
One of the things for me, Dan, has been I go way back too to when the Lord was saying to you, spend time with me. It was something that was really ministered to me. So it's been really good, trying to look within because, what is walking with the Spirit? You know what I mean? We say it, but when you truly seek it, you find yourself looking within and you recognize there is no sin there. There's no worry there. It's all perfect. And it's been really good. Thank you.
Yeah. You just said that, Roger. Remind me, spend time with me. That's four words. We should have just said that and saved a lot of time. Spend time with me. It's all we got to remember.
I'll agree with what Tom was saying about offense. That ministered to me a lot. I think it's really helps to clarify how important unity is, because Satan doesn't want us to be unified. So if he can get us to be offended by each other, he's going to keep us separate from each other. So that's definitely something that has stayed with me. Also, what has been shared in the last few weeks with us by the Spirit about watchmen. We all have watchmen. We all have people that the Lord has placed in position for our own well-being, for the well-being of the body of Christ. So that's really been ministering to me to hear that from a different perspective. That's been really good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
There's a few things that have really ministered to me. To just pick a couple of them, you guys have already said the main one, to spend time with me. I've never really thought of it, if, like Dan just said, is it being that easy? I thank him for things and I'm always asking him for things, but I've never taken the time to just sit and be with him and love him and listen and try to actually hear his words and get his guidance. So I've been doing that a lot lately. And sometimes I don't hear anything, sometimes I hear a lot. I can't wait to run to Cameron and tell him what I'm learning. Like, it's not always the same, but that one has really stuck with me. And then James teaching about rejoicing in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. I think it was like Philippians 4. That one was a really hard one for me at first. I'm sick a lot. When he first said it, I was like, I'm supposed to rejoice through this while I'm doing chemo or while I'm in the hospital. And I have been thanking God for my trials because they are making me stronger. And I do notice that now. So that one stuck with me a lot. We can't grow without obstacles. We can't overcome things. We don't know our strength unless we're put to the test. So I am thankful for all my trials. I may not like them, but I rejoice for them now. So I would say those would be the two main things that have stuck with me this year.
Thank you, Kelly. I needed to remember that one about rejoicing. I appreciate you bringing that up. Okay. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up.
Sorry, I couldn't find my unmute button, Dan. I got one thing. This year has been a constant learning process for me. The word of the Lord has been heavy in my heart. It's been heavy on my mind. I've been listening more, I think, than I ever have in my life. And Kelly, I thank you for what you said, because that was the only thing that I was going to bring up, was that scripture. Because still, no matter where I'm at, no matter what I'm doing, no matter how I feel, I rejoice in the Lord. And in the evenings and in my sleep and when I wake, all the worry that I've had my whole life just kind of, shoots away. Because I realize, like I've said when I taught, you're not figuring it out in the middle of the night, right? You're not going to find the answer to my fears, my worries. And I rejoice in my God and I thank him. That's it. I wake up, I thank him. If I'm awake, I thank him. I rejoice. I rejoice that I get to hear the word, number one. I rejoice that he speaks to me, that he shares with me. And I'm just grateful. That's what I had, Dan. Sorry. Not sorry, but sorry it took so long to unmute.
Oh, no worries. Maybe Kendra can edit out the long pauses for the recording.
Well, I think of the teaching of Micah on the desensitizing, hardening of heart, taking the Lord for granted, sort of going through the motions when you're reading the word and stuff. And I've been thinking on that for a while, on really, you go all these years reading the Bible, you've heard it. I can quote it as people are saying it, but I've got it, I have to get it here in the heart. And I tend to do that. I tend to be desensitized and hardened. So that's one thing that's been on my mind. And the fact that the study on offense and strife, there being every evil practice when there's strife. And so I've been trying to work on being contentious. And that's what I've gotten out of this.
Well, thanks for sharing, Linda.
Dan, I would say also that I can't, in thinking about all that we've heard and all the Lord has brought on these Monday night studies, I the one thing that I would say that I have been really seeking him on is, and there's been a lot that's been taught, and it's hard to pick out one thing. But I would say the one thing that I would bring up for myself is that when you taught about being led by our flesh or being led by the or being led by the Spirit, and how we respond to things in this life. Well, I thought when I first heard it, I thought, okay, well, of course I don't allow the flesh to lead me around. I know I'm his son. I've been with this group for 40 years. Of course, I'm led by the Spirit. But what ended up happening was, after you shared it, I started to pray and ask the Lord about it, because it convicted my heart of the fact that the way I live my life and the way I have been living my life, to be looking, when I looked at it honestly, and what I saw, what he showed me was, is that I spent a lot of time relying in the flesh, and finding out that for me, my first response a lot of times was a fleshy response. So when something would happen in the flesh, it would set me off. Instead of being at peace and listening for the Lord's voice and being led by his Spirit and slowing everything down and saying, wait a minute, I'm not going to respond the way I've always responded. I'm not going to respond in the flesh and be overcome or be full of fear about things in my life. That's something that he showed me,
that, like I say, that I had been doing. So what I've been trying to do is to spend time with him and be at peace and listen and not let my first response be one of the flesh. Instead, wait for him to speak to me about what he wants me to see in each and every circumstance. And it doesn't mean that I don't leave the house until I hear what he wants me to do for the day. I step out and I go about my day, but I am now listening for him to minister to me and lead me. And I mean, really lead me so that I'm not productive, so that I don't walk around, like I said, constantly in fear about something that's going on. And I'm not consumed with just myself anymore. I'm trying, and I've been trying for a while to not be that person. So when you shared that scripture about that, like I said, immediately I thought, well, that couldn't be the case with me. But I found out that it was. But I also know now that I have been hearing his voice and being and walking in the spirit that he's given me, listening to that voice inside of me and trusting it with no matter what I see around me, no matter what I hear, fighting to trust it and to stand firm in it. That's really stuck with me. I didn't think it was going to mean that much until I really started to hear him speak to me about it. So I do thank I thank the Lord for for the scripture. I thank you for the teaching. And that would be my ad.
Awesome, John. Thank you. We have a choice in those situations. We can choose the spiritual things inside of us, or most times we don't even think. We just automatically go to the flesh side. And
Right.
that's something that you're doing. You're trying to break that habit. So
Right. Thanks for
that's
that, Dan. I praise the
cool.
Lord for that.
All right. 7:32. Blue Bloods is coming on. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay. James, will you pray for us?
Yes, I will. Lord, we come before you. We just thank you for this night. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the spirit that you've given us, speaking to our hearts, teaching us, Father, guiding us, bringing us to where you need us to be, Father. I thank you for this group. I thank you for this body of Christ. I ask that you watch over this evening. Bless our homes as you always do, Father God, and keep us well and safe. I thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. See you guys later.
Thanks, everybody. Happy
Good
New Year.
night. Yeah, Happy New Year.